So I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm actually going to start inviting some other people up so you can hear from some other people. The very first thing that we would like to do, and this is kind of changing gears. Excuse me? Oh, man, I'm shouting into this thing. So the next thing that we would really like to do is hear from people who have made a lifetime commitment to the California Council of the Blind. You know, that is the supreme kind of wonderful thing, you know, to talk about a compliment. I'm going to be a member of this organization until I die. So we want to actually hear from those people, let them have an opportunity to be recognized, to share a few words with us. So we are going to invite them up right now, and I just want to ask. We're going to invite first Mary Lou Louise, if you'd like to come up and just, she's going to speak from her seat, so.
Hello, okay. Okay, my name is Mary Lou Ruiz, and I am associated with the CCB. I joined through the East Los Angeles chapter, and we're talking about 40 years ago. And I actually joined that chapter because my brother was partially sighted, and he chose to that chapter. He worked with John Lopez and Maria Lopez. And then my mom came into the picture, and she was their driver, and she was very, very dedicated to the chapter. I was raising my family, so I didn't have time to get involved, but I eventually did. They hooked me. And so I've been with them forever, and I still am a member. But and as far as the conventions are concerned, I started working with conventions when John Lopez became president here. And it's been many, many years, and I've been really involved with the organization. I love all of you. I've seen people come and go. I've heard many good and sad stories. People think I should write a book about this organization. Tell all. And I've worked through the years with many, many CCB staff members. I always look forward to seeing each of you every year, and I'm always so sad when we have members that have gone, but we love them through the years. I did enjoy volunteering at these conventions, and I would not be here if I didn't really, really appreciate each and every one of you. And to close, I want to tell you all I love you, and also to let you know that I am as old as a CCB. I was. I was also born in 1934. And I love you all, and it has been my pleasure to serve you, and thank you.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot. Thank you so much for that. So we have another life member that we'd like to hear from now. We've already, I've been hearing him all night. So, you know, I just a moment of personal privilege. I met the next person probably back when I first joined CCB. I think there were times when I was chairing resolutions in the mid-90s here that I could hear his voice in my sleep, or maybe it was just in my waking nightmares at 2 a.m. trying to get the resolutions done. But to introduce our next life, or to hear from our next life member, Mitch, a.k.a. the Beast Pomerantz.
I like it. This is my 42nd year as a member of the California Council of the Blind, which means that I go back to that time when we were part of the other organization. And yesterday, Artis and I did the first timers, and we had two folks there, Jennifer and Jason. And we got to talking about our history. And I said, I was a little too young to be involved in the first Civil War. But I was assuredly involved in the little kerfuffle that took place in 1977 and 78. And a number of you here tonight were there as well. The reason that I am a life member of both CCB as well as the American Council of the Blind is because I don't believe that in this country individuals can accomplish anywhere near as much as groups. I was a political science major in college, and so I have had for a very long time a deep and abiding belief in collective action and advocacy. And because of that, through thick and thin, through my first convention, when I introduced a resolution in the fall of 1972, and Al Gill and Muzzy Marcellino tried to run me out of the hall. Nonetheless, I stuck around, and I came through our rather unceremonial departure from that organization in 78, and our welcoming into the American Council of the Blind in 1984. And to this day, I have no regrets about what transpired during that time and subsequently. I believe in this organization. I believe in the membership. I believe in collaborative and concerted action. And I will be a member of this organization until the day I die, which is going to be at least 50 years from now. Thanks very much.
Guys, is this on? Okay. Love the mics here. Love the mics. Just to tell you real quick, Mitch has always kind of been my mentor. I never told him that, but one of the people that I watch, because he's really good at doing the politics, I am eating the mic. Doing the best I can, guys. I don't control the sound. So Mitch is one of those people that I've always watched because he's really good at balancing the politics and still not losing his mind. And I'm one of those people, I get all worked up. So I really appreciate him as a leader and as a mentor. And so I'm really glad that I got to be here when he got to speak to you. Next, I'd like to introduce another life member for CCB. She's been here since the late 90s, I think, and has made a tremendous contribution at so many levels, and I'm going to turn the mic over to Artis Bazin.
Hello, all of you. I moved to California in 1999 from Iowa, and I've really respected the California Council of Blind for all you do here. I mean, I love Iowa, but California has such a diverse population, and I really enjoyed participating in the conventions and participating, working with each one of you. And so I felt it was really important to become a life member last year. In fact, actually, I talked my husband into doing it too. So we both became life members last year, because I think CCB does so much for its members and does so much for blind Californians. A lot of people don't realize what we do for them. We have lots of resources that we share with non-members and members alike. And I don't think they realize how much benefit it is to be a member of CCB. And I really love to encourage people to become involved in CCB and learn about all the resources there are in California for blind people. So I want to thank CCB for all it does, and I really respect the leadership in CCB. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The final life member that we're going to hear from tonight is Foster Brown. I don't know Foster well, but I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say about his reflections on life membership with CCB. Foster?
Hello? All right. So some of you actually know who I am. I was speaking to a group of students earlier today that Richard Retta had brought up here to part of a workshop, and he asked Donna, he asked Nellie, and he asked myself to speak to the students. And a question was posed to me: what are your feelings on independence and interdependence? And all my life, I wanted, you know, as being visually impaired, I wanted to try to be as independent as possible. But when I found out about CCB back in 04, I realized that those things that were accessible to me to help me be independent were part of, had to do with CCB and its advocacy within the state of California and within the local communities. And that was something I wanted to be a part of. So then that's where the interdependence came in, because when I joined, I started to participate in the various committees and activities of CCB. And I strongly encourage anyone that is a new member or not a member to join this organization, because it is worthwhile. It is going to be around till the apocalypse. It helps your network of people so that you don't feel alone in this world, which is really tough to deal with, especially when you have a visual impairment. So it's a great organization. It's something that I have been looking for all my life, and I was able to find it. And I really want to send a much thanks to Ed Crespin. Ed helped me find out about CCB, and also he was my rehab counselor, and he did not give up on me because he saw the potential that I had. And CCB, what's our theme in CCB? We have a different vision, and that's what CCB is all about. Thank you.
What a fantastic comment, Foster. I really am glad I got to hear that directly. I want to turn the microphone over to Donna Pomerantz. She just wanted to share something really quick. Donna?
Thank you. as you know, I will be my last day sitting in the seat as CCB president will be the last day in June, just a few months away. But I want to share something with you this evening that even my other half doesn't know that I was planning on doing. Believe it or not. Even though he says I've been through that before. Oh, really? Oh, my. I did. I am handing Ed Branch $100 in cash because one of the things that CCB does is they allow someone who wishes to become a life member of this organization either to pay in full or to pay in installments. I may be stepping down as CCB president the last day of June, but I believe so much in this organization that I am going... Yes, Artis.
Nope, it's not on. Okay. Madam President, before you go further, we have a surprise for you. We have given you a life membership in CCB. It's from the board of directors to Donna Pomerantz.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, my gosh. I am in tears up here. How did you? Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. Wow. You knew. Oh my goodness. Oh. Thank you. You guys, oh my goodness. Thank you so much. This means so much to me and I just want to thank all of you, and I plan on being here for a long, long time to continue advocating side by side with all of you. Thank you, and I can't believe all of you kept this from me. Thank you so much. Giving it back to Ron. Thank you.
So Donna's reaction is proof of her commitment to this organization, and I just it's just awesome to see that. So